Hi class, thanks for tuning in to this podcast on organism relationships. We will quickly recap the types of symbiotic relationships and explore some real-world examples. But first, let's review the meaning of the word symbiosis. Symbiosis means living together, but when we use the word symbiosis in ecology, what we're really talking about is a close, long-term interaction between two different species. There are many different types of symbiotic relationships that occur in nature. In many cases, both species benefit from the interaction. This type of symbiosis is called mutualism. Another type of symbiosis is parasitism. Parasitism is an association between two different species where the parasite benefits and the host is harmed. A third type of symbiosis is commensalism. Commensalism is an association between two different species where one species benefits and the other is not significantly affected. Commensalism is sometimes hard to prove because in any symbiotic relationship, the likelihood that a very closely associated organism has no effect whatsoever on the other organism is pretty unlikely. But there are some clear instances where commensalism does appear to exist. Another type of organism relationship is predation. Predation is not usually classified as a symbiotic relationship, but it definitely involves two different species that are living together. In predation, the predator benefits as it hunts, kills, and eats the prey. Let's take a trip to the Serengeti and explore a few examples of symbiotic relationships. A great example of mutualism is the relationship between red-billed oxpecker birds and large ungulates such as the giraffe, hippo, impala, and buffalo. The oxpeckers can be seen perching upon or climbing all over the bodies of these much larger mammals, which show great tolerance for their guest. In actuality, the birds are performing a service for the large mammals by removing blood-sucking and potentially disease-carrying insects such as ticks and flies from the surface of their skin. The mammal is cleaned and the oxpecker gets a meal. An example of parasitism is a tick on an elephant. The tick takes advantage of the elephant. In this situation, a tick is taking blood from an elephant. By using and depleting the nutrients from the elephant is weakened and can possibly die if an infection or disease manifests. Another example involving the African elephant is its symbiotic relationship with the dung beetle. This relationship is commensalism. The dung beetle retrieves its nourishment from the elephant's dung, while on the other hand, the elephants are totally indifferent to what happens to its waste. Our last real-world example is a predator-prey relationship that involves a lion and a gazelle. A lion serves as the predator and catches and feeds on the gazelle that serves as the prey. These are just a few examples of the symbiotic relationships between organisms in the Serengeti. Your assignment is to select a biome and research symbiotic relationships that occur within that ecosystem. Provide an example of each and briefly explain why it represents that type of symbiosis. You will create a script and then record and create your own podcast. Happy researching!